Shalom uvracha. We're continuing our preparation to Leila Seder and the Pesach with the Psukim of Halil. And today we're going to discuss the second half of the first Mizmah, Halukra Halu Avdei Hashem. We are the exalted Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not under the control of anybody other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the first Psukim, we express our recognition of the fact that Hashem is the one who's controlling and on top of everything, from the highest worlds, spiritual worlds, to this physical world, above all the nations of the world. They're all under his control. The second half discussing that Mitzad Echad Hashem is so great, he is limitless, all-encompassing. And Mitzad Hasheni, he goes down, Kavah Yochel, into our lowly planet and has special hashkocha over us. There's nobody like Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which has been mentioned the first half, the full name of Hashem that created and sustains everything in the world. Elikeinu, he has special hashkocha over us, our God. And even though Magbil Hashemis, he's sitting up so high up, Mashpil Liros, he looks down, Bashamayim Va'oretz, and the heavens and the earth, he looks at us, even though we were in Golas, and we are presently in Golas, Hashem looks directly onto us, because we are his beloved nation. Mikime Me'af Odo Me'ashbo Yizyor Me'evyon, and even if we're in the Bechina of, in the earth, in the garbage dumps, the impoverished people, but he uplifts us. How does that happen? By the fact that we do not give up on ourselves. We do not give up on our kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that brings us back. Not only does he take us out from the lowly, lowly position of Ofer, Ashbois, like we're in Mitzrayim, and we are today, even though Baruch Hashem, we're not servants to Paro in our day and age, but we are servants to the whole mind frame of the world, unfortunately, is permeating Klal Yisrael, lowering us from our greatness, connecting us to things we do not need to be connected to that mundane, unrefined world that is out there. So if we connect our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he uplifts us, not just taking us out of that, but Lo Yishivim Nedivim and Nedivei Amoy, he puts us with the great of the greatest members of his nation, of Klal Yisrael. We come back to the Milo of Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, the great founders of Klal Yisrael and all the tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael. If we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we're in Golos, we're going to get back up there. And like many say, that we may be on a lower level than previous generations, but the nisyonis that we're going through are harder in many ways. Pull us down more than the other generations. And if we remain to stay intact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives us a schus to be in the highest level. It brings back the Akeres HaBayis. Akeres HaBayis could be explained as the Iker of the house, the main part of the house, which Klal Yisrael are the main part of the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world was created for us. It also is in Chazal, Akeres HaBayis, we know is Akora, a barren woman. A woman who looked like she cannot give birth, which all the Imoyis were barren. Eima Bonus Mecha. It ended up that they all had children. They had a tremendous simcha with the children. And that's also part of the concept of Golas and Geula. In the time of Golas, it looks, Akeres HaBayis, looks like we're barren. There's no hope. There's no future. But we know it's not true, because it's true. By the laws of nature, it may be so. And all of our Yemoyas, our mothers, Sar, Rivka, Rochel, they all had this issue of being Akora. Hashem was showing us that we don't stem from natural sources. Everything is supernatural, special Hashgacha. And that's how the Akora could be transformed into be the Eima Bonum Semecha. And now, in Golas is a bechina of Akora, a bechina of being barren, that kesher we want to with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have on the level that we can have, but we know, and this is where we mahal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know it's coming. And we're looking forward to that Eim HaBonim Simecha HaLuka, tremendous simcha, the rebirth of ourselves, rebirth of Kalal Yisrael, Sheyavo B'mehera Yemeinu.